Back by popular demand, The Time Machine with Frank Sparks. Every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, we'll strap into our 1968 VW bus time machine and head back in time to a year that is picked out by a listener.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
We'll talk about all of the trends and listen to songs from the Hot 100 of that year. So mark your calendar to tune in each and every Friday here on Beaver County Radio.
Whoa, my.
Now, when you hear the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody, does it make you think of Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore making beautiful pottery together in Ghost? Well, if you're that kind of person, if you love 90s movies, I got good news for you. The Lindsay Theater in Swickley is getting ready to do a showcase of movies from that era. And joining us now to talk about that is our friend, Josh Axelrod. Josh, how you doing?
Doing well. I was really hoping you would choose the ghost song to introduce me. Thank you.
Well, John, you know you complete me when you're talking about 90s movies.
As a
Tom Cruise once said. But let's talk about what's...
I got that reference. For the
I got one more coming, nowhere. So let's talk about this showcase of old vintage film. Can we say vintage if they're 1990s? What do we describe that as?
Somehow the 90s are, in some cases, more than 30 years ago.
Oh,
so, unfortunately, yeah, we can probably call these vintage now, which is both horrifying and an incredible opportunity to celebrate them.
I like how you're thinking. You got some classics. A River Runs Through It with Brad Pitt, Jerry Maguire we referenced. So talk about the movies that Lindsay will be screening.
Yeah, so we just announced our annual summer series lineup last week. Obviously, we do this every summer. I think they've been doing it. I arrived at the Lindsay about 2 years ago. I think that the theater's been doing this since it opened in 2017 or around then. And then over the last few years, they've really started to see. We really started to theme the summer series. Like with my first year here, it was the rhythms of the 80s. And last year, it was the summer of timeless classics. And this year, it's 9 on 90s, which, you know, is exactly what it sounds like. We're going to be playing 9 90s films starting next Thursday, June 4th, and running through August 27th, I believe. We're going to show every film on that list twice. And, okay, I'm going to do this rundown in order the best I can. So we're starting off with Jerry Maguire, the aforementioned You Complete Me. Quote, for those who don't know, it's a Cameron Crowe movie starring Tom Cruise as a sports agent who has a crisis of conscience.
Show me the money.
Cuba Gooding Jr. won an Oscar for saying that.
Yes.
and Renee Zellweger also kind of catapulted the fame off of that role, too. You already mentioned A River Runs Through It, which Robert Redford directed. It stars baby Brad Pitt. And, yeah, it's about two brothers in rural Montana who, with a tough father, who develop a love of fly fishing. Very, very nice pastoral movie. And if you love landscapes, you'll really love watching that one.
But I always feel compelled to say it's not just a fly fishing movie either. I feel like some women might be turned off by that, but it's also a story about father-son dynamics and expectations and, you know, a very good plot, as well as some beautiful scenery of Montana.
Well, yeah, you're doing my work for me. I guess I should also say it's a literary adaptation, and, yeah, it's more or less about this guy's life in rural Montana with his brother and father. So yeah, no, it's a family story, and fly fishing. You can pretend it's a sports movie too that way.
True.
So, you already mentioned Ghost, and you already played the song from arguably the most romantic scene in movie history. And for those that don't know, it stars Patrick Swayze as a man who is murdered, and then he has to save his girlfriend from beyond the grave from suffering a similar fate, and he and Demi Moore have some of the most insane chemistry like ever seen on screen. And then Whoopi Goldberg also won an Oscar for playing a wacky medium. So it's can't get the romance in during the summer. So start off with Jerry Maguire, go to Ghost, if that's what you're into. And then the other thing you have to do, if you're going to do a 90s summer series, like imagine if we didn't play Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Just like imagine the dereliction of duty if we hadn't brought in the dinosaurs. Like if you had the opportunity to get giant Jeff Goldblum on our screen, like what are we going to do? Not play Jurassic Park?
Now let me jump in there because I saw Jurassic Park in the theater, and I know a lot of other people have as well. But that original one was terrifying, and then the scene with the raptors, and the kids are trapped in the kitchen. And
oh yeah.
So since then, people maybe watch it on TV, and it's one thing, but to see it on the big screen again, that's got to be a treat.
I mean, your pulse is gonna pound. Like even Spielberg, like that man has made Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Pulp. He was involved in Poltergeist, Jurassic Park. Like, he doesn't make overt horror movies, but there is a lot of suspense. And, I mean, not jump scares exactly, but, I mean, the raptors in the kitchen, like, you're going to feel that on the big screen, even more so than you already do. So after that, we're playing The Pelican Brief, which is a John Grisham adaptation that stars Denzel Washington and Julia Roberts. It's a political conspiracy. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't actually seen that, and I'm kicking myself because how have I not seen a Denzel and Julia Roberts movie?
Same.
So I'm really excited to experience that one for the first time. Next up, we have Boys in the Hood, which I believe is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year.
Yes.
I should have also mentioned that that Jerry Maguire came out 30 years ago, so that's another anniversary. But yeah, Boys in the Hood is John Singleton's first movie. It's about three friends growing up in South Central Los Angeles. And it's just still regarded as like a seminal coming-of-age movie. It's like it's a hard drama, but it's one of the best movies of the 90s, full stop. And, you know,
Before Ice Cube went on to play a harried dad in family films, he was, you know, much different actor in this. And then a very young Cuba Gooding. Oh, my goodness, he's a... He's a baby.
I was about to say, yeah, we're doubling up on Cuba Gooding Jr. this summer. And I believe Morris Chestnut and Lawrence Fishburne, like just a really, really good cast of black actors. And then, oh my God, I have no idea how to transition into this, but Basic Instinct is coming up after that. For those that don't know, it is arguably the best erotic thriller, or at least the most iconic erotic thriller ever made. It stars Michael Douglas as a detective who gets, let's say, wrapped up with Sharon Stone, an author who he's investigating for potentially being a murderer, and also one of the most famous scenes in movie history that I don't know that I'm allowed to describe on a family show like this.
I would argue the most famous leg crossing and uncrossing scene. I would argue that.
I find the others. Tell me it's competition. But Basic Instinct is a special movie. Don't take the kids, but yeah. It'll be on the big screen. And then we got two more. Oh, yeah. The next one is The Mask, the Jim Carrey comedy, where he plays a mild-mannered bank clerk who finds a magical mask and suddenly basically becomes a living cartoon character, which Jim Carrey is anyway. But this gives him an excuse to act like that in a more official capacity, and I want to say if it wasn't Cameron Diaz's first movie, it was the one that made her a giant star.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got Jim Carrey acting a fool with Cameron Diaz in one of his best 90s comedies.
And to me, any 1990s Jim Carrey movie, you're laughing and you're kind of embarrassed you're laughing because the jokes are so bad, but they're so good at the same time, and you can't stop. It just, you get wrapped up in it.
Yeah, and like I said, this one gives him a story excuse to act like that, too. Like,
yeah, there you go.
He's wearing the mask. What is he going to do? Not, like, drop his jaw whenever he sees an attractive woman? You know, that's just the rules of that movie. And then the last movie in our series, another 35th anniversary, a 4K restoration as well. We're riding off the cliff with Thelma and Louise, which just is one of the best movies ever made. Full stop. Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis. Ridley Scott directs it. It's about two women who set off on a road trip and things go horribly wrong. And it's got a lot to say about, just how difficult it can be in America to just live your life.
And like the website says, it's a movie that's 35 years and hasn't aged a day.
I would 1,000% agree with that. And like I said, this is the 4K restored version, so it's going to potentially look even better than it did in 1991. So, yep, that's our series. Like I said, June 4th through August 27th. All these movies will play twice. Ticket showtimes are all available on our website. I'm super excited about this. This is one of those situations where the plan just came together and it immediately all made sense. And the one thing I'd also like to say about it is that obviously most of these movies are kind of geared towards teenagers and adults, but that's because we're going to be spending all summer playing like Toy Story 5 and Minions and Monsters. And right now we have The Mandalorian and Grogu. There is going to be plenty of family fare at the Lindsay this summer. Don't you worry. But also, you know, like, introduce teenagers to Jurassic Park if they haven't seen it on the big screen. Introduce them to The Mask. Take A River Runs Through It is rated PG. Like, and you know, if you think your older kids can handle certain other movies on this list, by all means, take them. We've got the younger audience set this summer with the Hollywood movies we'll be playing. But again, if you've got a kid who has never seen Jurassic Park on the big screen, you'll be a bad parent if you don't take them to watch it. That's on you.
Well said. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. A lot of second generation, even third generations, and even, you know, parents, grandparents taking kids to see a movie. Oh, well, you know, you've seen it on TV, but it's not the same unless you're seeing it on a gigantic screen where the walls are shaking and everyone's kind of gasping at the same time. So it's just a different experience.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when that glass of water is shaking and the kid is like, wait a second, what's making that water shake? And then you realize it's a T-Rex. I mean, that's just the 90s and summer in one scene.
All there at the Lindsay Theater. And you got some movies currently. I want to talk about this Sheep movie. AP yesterday said it's the movie you don't know you need, but you need. So do I need to see this movie with sheep solving a crime?
Yes, Scott. I am just as surprised as anyone else to be saying that. But, you know, sometimes, like, a movie isn't super on my radar, and then I just see enough positive buzz that I'm like, well, I got to check this out to see what's going on. And it turns out The Sheep Detective, I kept seeing it compared to Babe, and I was like, this can't be as good as Babe. It's kind of as good as Babe. and yes, it's about sheep whose shepherd, who's played by Hugh Jackman, suddenly dies, but the shepherd has been reading his sheep murder mysteries at night and not assuming the sheep are understanding him. But the sheep are like, wait, we know how to solve murders. So they go about trying to help the hapless humans trying to figure out who actually did it. And in addition to being very silly and fun and sweet, it's also very Pixar-esque. Like, in my mind, The Sheep Detective is honestly just a Pixar movie with some live-action elements. It deals with some very frank subjects in very smart, digestible ways. And it's rated PG, so it really is for the whole family. And yeah, I wouldn't take a six-year-old. Like, there might be some things that are slightly too scary for a six-year-old. But definitely take your eight-year-old.
Like, they that's the cutoff.
They can handle some slightly more mature themes.
Wow,
you know, I love The Sheep Detective. It's certainly my second. I think it's the second best movie of the year so far, behind Project Hail Mary.
Wow, good tip. I gotta say, we were at the Lindsay a couple weeks ago. Went to see The Devil Wears Prada 2, and I went in a big skeptic. I thought, no way. I love the first movie. This can't be good. But it really surprised me how good it was. I thought really, really well done.
Yeah, you always have to be a little skeptical going into those legacy sequels, where it's like, well, we haven't seen these characters in the Devil Wears Prada 2's case in 20 years. Like, what can we do here? I thought it was pretty good. Like, first and foremost, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci, and Emily Blunt haven't aged a day in 20 years.
Right.
Like, remarkable. The story is arguably more prescient than it was in the original. Like, not to spoil anything, but it's very, very frank about the state of modern journalism and modern media, and having lived through a lot of that myself,
Breach.
I felt attacked. and scene at the same time yes. by a lot of how they handled those elements. But also, it's full of awesome clothes and snappy one-liners, and it's just a very amusing time. And frankly, I don't know how else to say this. I'm not sure anyone has looked better on screen in recent memory than Anne Hathaway in this movie. So I had a wonderful time.
It makes me want to travel to Milan, Italy, too. Boy, it looked beautiful.
Right?
Now, you mentioned Toy Story 5 coming out. This might be a surprise to some people. There's another Toy Story. What do we know about that one?
Well, first and foremost, there's always going to be more Toy Story.
Okay.
We clearly have not run out of Toy Story. I believe Toy Story 4 came out in, I want to say, 2019. It was the year I moved back to Pittsburgh. I remember that much. And so it's been, 7 years since the Toy Story movie. And this time, what appears to be the case is that we're going after screen time. A screen seems to have taken a lot of Bonnie's attention, and the toys have to figure out how to snap her out of it, is what it seems like the plot is.
Oh.
And Woody is back in the fold after leaving the group in Toy Story 4. He had, as Mr. Potato Head says at one point in the trailer, it's good to see he and Buzz fighting again. it's Toy Story, man. It's like I said, if the Chief Detectives is live action Pixar is still Pixar, which I think after the success of Hoppers earlier this year, which I really like, Pixar's in a stronger place than it's been in a minute. So I can't wait. It's a Toy Story movie, man. I'm a 90s kid. I had Woody and Buzz toys growing up. Who doesn't love them?
All right, so a lot to look forward to at the Lindsay Theater, including the 90s series. When does that begin?
June 4th. First one is Jerry Maguire.
Right in time for air-conditioned season. You want to go inside when it's hot, go see a movie. I like how you're doing that.
And as we always mention, best popcorn in this area by a mile.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you, Josh. And we'll have this. I recorded this, so I'll put it on our website if you missed anything Josh said. But that's the Lindsay Theater in Swickley. Anything else on your end?
Follow us on Facebook, the Lindsay Theater, Instagram, at the Lindsay Theater, LinkedIn. And thank you for recording this, Scott. I didn't even have to remind you this time. Appreciate it.
John, I appreciate you, though. I got to say, you had me at hello.
I'm honestly well done. I have no notes.
All right. Good talking, my friend. You take care.
Likewise. Have a great day.
That is Josh Axwell, the Lindsay Theater. If you haven't been recently, you got to get yourself there. It is my favorite local theater, showing movies, including a series of 90s films. When's the last time you saw Jurassic Park or A River Runs Through It or Jim Carrey in the Mask on the big screen? You know that's going to be a good time. Stay there. We got Noah coming up with the news.
Phrase you usually don't hear from somebody who is trying to earn your business. Just leave. Hi, this is Kalen from Freedom United Federal Credit Union.